Hello and welcome to Radio Goethe. I'm Arndt Peltner, here with another wunderbar together story, music that connects us. There's a long history of electronic music made in Germany. We have to go back to the early 1970s when bands like Kraftwerk, Tangerine Dream and Klaus Schulze, Neu, Harmonia and many others paved the ways for generations of electronic musicians that followed them. Their pioneering work, their sound experiments and musical visions were essential for many other genres as well. If you think about the electronic music from Germany, the atmospheric sound landscapes of a Klaus Schulze come to mind, the minimalistic and mechanical tunes of Kraftwerk, and of course the heartbeats of the wider techno movement that brought in the heydays 1.5 million fans of this kind of music to the Love Parade in Berlin. You will hear today the wide world of electronic music from Germany and voices from some of the creators.
Wir laden unsere Batterie, jetzt sind wir voller Energie, wir sind die Roboter, wir sind die Roboter, wir sind die Roboter, wir sind die Roboter. Wir funktionieren Automatik, jetzt wollen wir tanzen Mechanik. Wir sind die Roboter, wir sind die Roboter, wir sind die Roboter, wir sind die Roboter.
Я твой работник. Я твой слуга. Я твой работник.
Wir sind auf alles programmiert und was du willst, wird ausgeführt. Wir sind die Roboter. Wir sind die Roboter. Wir sind die Roboter. Wir sind die Roboter. Wir funktionieren Automatik, jetzt wollen wir tanzen Mechanik. Wir sind die Roboter, wir sind die Roboter, wir sind die Roboter, wir sind die Roboter.
Я твой работник. Я твой слуга. Я твой работник.
Hi, this is Klaus Schulze. Yes, I heard a lot of this thing. They call me the godfather of techno and all this. And I don't know really what the people probably now had a kind of a retro perspective to the 70s or just to electronic music, because the techno is so kind of a new style of electronic music, but it is very commercial. It's not really to compare with this electronic music we did in the late 60s or the whole 70s. And it's also very hard to say today what is electronic music, because most of the music today is done electronically. And if you take away the electronic instruments or synthesizers, I think you only have a cappella chorus singers in the world. But I think this genre changed about over the last century, not decades, not centuries, decades, into a very commercial and middle-of-the-road stuff. While we have been in the, let's say, underground in the 60s and 70s, today it's a very kind of nearly middle-of-the-road stuff. And so it's hard to tell how it changed, really. It is used in a different context, but it's not really changing, because electronic music in the sense of the traditional thing is still developing, but it's not at all, changing to commercial stuff. It's still kind of underground, like drum and bass and house and ambient music, and so, which runs still underground.
Hello, this is Bernd Kistenmacher from Berlin, and you are listening to Radio Goethe. Enjoy.
It was really in the early beginnings of the 70s, when I was 10 years old. It happened that my cousin played to me music from Pink Floyd and from Kraftwerk first. And that was the moment where something happened in my mind, I must say. because it was the music I never forgot. I collected my little money, and when I had this LP, the first Kraftwerk, it was the track Ruckzuck who influenced me very. It was the mixture of psychedelic and experimental music, and that was the way I wanted to go, and I followed it. And some years later, I learned and understood that the most interesting things, the most important music which influenced me, was happening in my town, in Berlin. To be exact, it was in West Berlin. And I understood that Klaus Schulze came from Berlin, Tangerine Dream, Edgar Froese came from Berlin, Ashra Temple came from Berlin, Agitation Free, Michael Hönig, all these guys came from Berlin. And it was unbelievable for me, and I was somehow proud of that circumstance. And their music was the reason why I started to make also electronic music. And of course, I'm no pioneer. I'm not from the first generation, but I'm from the second generation. I'm one of the true believers and followers of this music.
Gudrun Good talking at the beginning of the electronic music. When I started in the 80s, there was Can, Neu, Harmonia, Cluster, Kraftwerk, this kind of stuff. And it used to be mixed with rock in a way. And it developed quite a bit. Then came techno was a big part of it, of the making it much more popular. The fascination of electronic music is just that you work with a machine and it resonates. You know, you do something with it and something, it reacts and you can, yeah. And the music is kind of freer because it doesn't have such a big tradition, so it gives me more freedom.
Langsam runterfallen.
Danielle De Picciotto, musician, artist, author.
I think the development of electronic music from my perspective since early 90s was, first it was acid house, then it was techno, which kind of deconstructed music back to rhythms and putting them together so that they created a hypnotic kind of flow and at the same time mirrored specific political structures, like in Detroit, the downfall of the city, and in England, the inhumane politics of Thatcher, and in Berlin, the Cold War. So it kind of mirrored a certain kind of apocalyptic feeling. I think that at the end of the 90s, it started becoming more melodious, and it then also became a mainstream kind of music, during which time I kind of lost interest in it and I started doing different kind of music. But in the last couple of years, I've found the development of electronic pretty interesting, electronic music pretty interesting, because it's gone back to being more experimental and also working with sound and combining it with instruments. So it's become a kind of new form, at least the one that I'm interested in. And I really like the experimental electronic music which is happening at the moment. I work together with Monika Werkstatt with Gut und Gut, and that whole direction is something that I really appreciate.
Sometimes it's slightly different. It's slightly different. That's why. That's why.
The Love Parade came out of the enthusiasm that my boyfriend Motte, Dr. Motte, and myself felt for the new music that was kind of being born during that time. At the beginning it was acid house, and then it was techno, and this music at the beginning could only be heard in dirty underground clubs, and we thought it would be nice to bring it to the light. And so Motte had the idea of just, you know, organizing a parade or a demonstration in which we could do it. So we organized that together, and I think it was such a time, just the right time to do that, so that a lot of people understood what it was about, and that's why it exploded into such a big event. So I guess we just instinctively chose the right time to organize something like that. It wasn't really planned that it would become that huge.
Hallo, mein Name ist Dr. Motte und ihr hört Radio Goethe.
Thank you. Hi, this is Tom Kraft and you're listening to Radio Goethe. Enjoy it. Berlin has a very big hype and everybody who wants to become a big DJ is going to Berlin. But Munich has a really good electronic scene and a really good club scene and really good club DJs. So I think to enjoy the music and the quality of the music is Munich is really interesting. Hey fellas, my name is Tobias Lützenkirchen and you're listening to Radio Goethe. Especially with my platform B-Stuff. This is my own label, and I started with this as a concept label because every artist that released on the label is based in Munich. So they're all originating from Munich, and a lot of residents in Munich. And so I would describe Munich has a very strong electronic scene, especially with the more techie style and minimal stuff. For me, directly behind Berlin, actually right now, I think Munich is in Germany number two minimal techno city. Yeah, but actually a lot of people moved away from Munich just because the super big Berlin hype. But I think it's more about the hype than it is about it's more about the hype than it is about anything else. Actually, I think Berlin will have in the near future a couple of problems, because it's just like everybody's thinking from Berlin has to be something super special, but it's hard for the guys just to live up to this hype. So I think Munich is way more calm.
Alle, truff, verteilt und verschadet, alle verballert, truff.
Electronic music made in Germany, another Wunderbar Together story. Music is a universal language that connects us. Thank you so much for listening. You can find this and other music stories and of course the playlist on radiogoethe.org. Find me on Facebook and Twitter. I'd love to hear from you. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner.
Der Pillenfete, drei Tage wach, Puls wie ne Rakete, drei Tage wach. Punkt, Komma klar, drei Tage wach. Du warst gestern auch schon da, drei Tage wach. Spieglein an der Wand, wer ist drei Tage wach? Du und deine Oma sind drei Tage wach. Nase voll, Pimmel schrumpf, drei Tage wach. Essen doof, schlafen doof, drei Tage wach. Banane in der Birne, drei Tage wach. Bollerbuden, Dirne, drei Tage wach. Tiefer, drei Tage wach. Flasche leer, Feuerwehr, drei Tage wach. Laufen geht jetzt auch nicht mehr, drei Tage wach. Auf geht's, ab geht's, drei Tage wach. Nächste Party kommt bestimmt, drei Tage wach. After Hour, vor der Hour, drei Tage wach. Drei Tage wach, jetzt wirst du langsam schwach. Notfallapotheke, drei Tage wach. Rotz auf der Tapete, drei Tage wach. Verplant, paniert, drei Tage wach. Völlig ungeniert, drei Tage wach.
Verschadet, alle verballert, truff, 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 truff.
Love, destruction.